And everything is okay.
I got one of these.
This is December 28th.
Today is the
27th or 8th. I don't know. But anyway, this is Joan Nessel and Mabel Hampton.
Yeah.
And we're doing a tape about Mabel's life in New York City as a lesbian. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mabel, the first question is, in what year did you come to New York City?
Well, I'll turn away from that. That I come to New York City, or I'll come to Jersey City.
No, New York City. We're
New
just
York
interested
City.
In New York
mm-hmm.
City.
Okay. Let's see. When I came to New York City. You see, I was going backwards and forwards.
Okay, that's all right,
Dunn. Well, I'll say 19...
When you first hit the city.
World War One. What was that?
Around 19... No, that would make you 18.
Yeah.
Around that... But you came here as a little girl first.
I came to Jersey City.
Right, but for a few days you were in Greenwich Village. Remember when you were living with your uncle?
When that... Yeah.
So let's give me that.
Oh, yes. That was... I was 8 years... 8 years old.
So that would be around 1910, because you were born in 1902.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, so in 1910,
mm-hmm.
you went to what part of the city?
I came to 52 West 8th Street. My uncle brought aunt brought me.
Okay, now let's skip, because we know everything that happened, and you ran away and... Now, what year did you start living in New York City as a lesbian woman?
That was around 19... I was about 17 years old.
So that would be around 1919, yeah. 1920.
Okay. 1920.
And what part of New York City did you live in?
Well, I, me too. I never thought about that. That was 1920. I lived in 120 West 22nd Street. See? And I had two rooms there. And...
Did you pick that neighborhood for any special reason?
No. A girlfriend of mine was living in that house. Oh, yes. They lived next door, and they got me...
Were they lesbians?
They were lesbians. And they got me a room, three rooms there in that house. And there I stayed there till I met Lillian. And then
so
we...
That was not to 1930. You stayed there around 18 years? How long?
I was different times. I'd go there. I'd come back.
Uh-huh.
And then I would... meantime, I went with people, went away with people,
mm-hmm.
see, and I worked, and I went away with
right.
them. Then I always kept a room or something.
Right.
Then I'd come back. Then I went in the show.
Right, tell me when I get back. Were there lots of lesbians around that neighborhood?
Around that neighborhood. I knew... what was her name? If I can think of her name, then I can think of all the rest of them. What was her name? I'll get it later. But anyhow...
What was the apartment like? You said it had two?
Well, it was three rooms on the ground floor. And on the ground floor, there was three rooms. And there was a bedroom, a living room, and then a big kitchen, you know.
Do you remember how much you paid for rent?
I don't think I paid no more $10 a week.
Mm-hmm.
$10 a week, I think I paid for that apartment. And it was furnished. It was a furnished place.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, and then I would go to work, because I went to work for Mr. Bambrick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Did you have parties in your house?
Have what?
Parties. Did you have lesbian parties in your
house? Not in my house. Next door, this girl, she had a four four rooms in the basement, and she gave the parties all the time, and we would sometimes we'd have pay parties too.
Oh, talk about that. What's a pay party?
See, well, we'd have pay parties, and we'd buy up all the food, chicken and different vegetables and salads and things and potato salad, and we would have I'd chip in with them, you know, because I'd bring my girlfriends in, you know. And what was her name? I can think of her name, I can think of all the rest
of
his name.
So you paid for the things you brought to the party?
No.
Or did the money go from the party to pay rent or something?
No. We didn't have no rent, no parties with the rent. Mm-hmm. We went to a lot of those places.
Oh, talk about that too.
See, we went to a lot of the pay where you go in there and you pay a couple of dollars, you see, and you buy your drinks. And meet other women and dance and had fun. So, but with our house, we just give it for our close friends.
Mm-hmm. How many women would be there?
Sometimes there would be, oh, we say 12 or 14, maybe less and maybe more.
And what would you have to eat?
Oh, with potato salad, pig feet, chitlins, mm-hmm. Let's see, what else did we have? Big feet, chicken, potato salad, and sometimes it was corn. In the wintertime, it was black-eyed peas and all that stuff we had.
What were the women wearing at the party?
Well, most of them wore suits. See, they wore suits. They're very seldom any of them had the slacks or anything mm-hmm. like that because they had to come through the street. Mm-hmm. Of course, if they were in a car, they wore the slacks, see. But then the five or six of them would be in the car and come with the slacks on, see. And most of them had short hair. And most of them was good-looking women, too.
Were there a lot of couples or were there a lot of single women?
Well, there was single and couples, see, because the girls just come and bring the bulldogs used to come and bring their women with them, you know. And you wasn't supposed to jive over there. You wasn't supposed to look over there at all. So.
And there was dancing?
Oh, yeah, they danced up a breeze. They did the Charleston. They did a little bit of everything.
Do you remember what records? Was it by records? Or how was the music?
No, the music was records. Okay. They were all records.
And who? Do you remember?
And there was... let's see. I think I got some records home now. I have. Yeah, I have some records I want to bring you. I have the deep thing records. I got some old
records. That you used
records
to dance to?
That we used to dance to. You see, with the fire, I had to save, I tried to save mm-hmm. as much as I could.
Did you meet women at these parties, Mabel? Mm-hmm. Did you ever meet anybody that you took home across the hall?
No, I didn't do that. I don't know. I didn't do that. There was Mildred Green. There was quite a few of them.
Was this all black women, or would it be white women?
No, they're very rare, unless we ran in somebody who had a white woman with them. They were all colored, mm-hmm. see? And but me, I venture out with any of them. I just had a ball. I had a couple of girls, white girls from downtown in the mm-hmm. village, and tell them about it, and they would come up. See, they were white girls, and we got along fine. And
tell me, I'm going to ask you questions because I have different things in mind. Do you remember the first time, approximately, that you went to the village as a lesbian? That you
Went to the village?
Right, as a lesbian woman, that you knew you were going to the village because that's where other lesbians hung out.
No, the first time, I was going down there all the time. I didn't know first time in it. Mm-hmm. After I started out and got in show with the showgirls, we'd go down there and the some of those, then at that time, I was acting at the Sherry Lane Theater.
Right, and what time See, was so this? Therefore this was 1920s, the 1920s.
Yeah, it was around in that time. Uh-huh. It was 1920s.
But you See, knew that the village was a place where lesbians went?
Well, I wasn't sure, but I knew you could go down there and meet up with a quite a few of them.
Did you ever go to any bars down in the village in the 20s?
Very seldom. See, very seldom. I didn't have to go to the bars because I would go to the women's house. Like Jackie maybe would have a big party, and all the girls from the show and the girls from this place. That she had all the women there.
Do you remember how the women called themselves? Like nowadays, we call ourselves lesbians. Or what were some words that they used when you would, like you said, bulldaggers? What were some of the
words? Yeah, bulldaggers and. What else? Lady lovers and butch and
what was the woman called who wasn't the butch?
Well, I tell you, the butch mostly was like the men, you know.
Right. And what were the other ladies?
And the other ladies. Well, this is my friend, my wife, and blah blah blah. See. And we would.
Did they use the word stud? You used that
sometimes. Yeah, on the time mostly we heard the stud is when we went to a big party, like on Riverside Drive. What's that other thing we came through there the other day? What is it? It's all 110th Street. No, 110th Central Park West.
Uh-huh.
110th Street. Now, there's a woman there that knew me very well, and I used to go up to her house. At her house, we had the marriage between two women.
Oh, talk about, what year was that, Mabel?
God, that must have been around 19, oh, the marriage was after I met Lillian.
So that's around 1939?
That was about, no, it wasn't as far back as that. That was around 1938, something like that, because I met her in 1932, and one night, what is the woman's name? I'm trying to think. Now, if I can think of her, I can tell a lot of things. Oh, brother.
It's okay.
Anyhow, no, it ain't okay. I've got to remember. Anyhow, she called us next door. We was living next door, and she says, Mabel, she says, you know Florence, I forget what Florence's last name, she's getting married. So Lillian says, no, she can't. She says, yes, she's going down, and her and her friend, and her and her mama is going down and get the marriage certificate, and Reverend Monroe will marry them. So that's how I knew he was gay. He was
what church was
fat.
He with?
He's 114th Street in St. Nicholas Avenue. So, he was a fine guy. So anyhow, I said, all right. So we dressed fine, you know. And it was, must have been about 30 or 35 people there. And big.
In their houses?
In the house. It was an apartment. And I think that's 1010 or something like that. Edison Story. That's the woman whom I had to. I was become a political she wanted me to be assemblywoman or something. I wouldn't do it. Lillian says, no, don't get yourself in trouble with those. What do you call them now? The people that messed up with the that was just before the Second World War. And she says, don't bother with them because they are, you'll get yourself in trouble. Now, in the meantime, I was,
Let's go back to the wedding ceremony.
Oh, the wedding ceremony, okay.
Yes, we get there, we'll come back.
You're trying to get up that wedding ceremony.
Right.
So, okay,
well, tell me
we
from
got
the beginning,
there.
What were you wearing? Do you remember? Oh, you remember Lillian?
Wait a minute now. The girls was there, and they had on tux, white, same ties and everything, and slippers, and I had on a suit. I remember I had on a white suit, see, and dark tie, and my hair was long, and I had my, the girl fixed my hair. She rolled it all up. I put water in it and waved and come down around my face like that. And Lillian, she always looked like a fashion plate, see? So we went to this wedding. The guests started arriving, and I see more people that I knew.
Was it all women?
All women, yeah, it was all women. There was no men there outside the minister, that's all. And of course, one of the girls, the girl who was marrying the other girl, her mother gave her away.
Was she wearing, how would they dress the bride?
Well, dressed with pants. They had pants on.
Both of them?
No, not both of them. The girl had a veil, a wedding dress, and her veil. And I think she had white shoes on. And the bridesmaid, they had different dresses on with flowers. Mm-hmm. They had flowers on their arm. And everything, music was playing.
And how was the bridegroom, the woman who was the groom?
Oh, she had a real beautiful bridal gown. She had a gown on.
Oh, she had the gown.
The bride had the gown on.
What did the other woman have?
And the other woman had on pants.
Mm-hmm.
She had on white pants. See, she was dressed in white too, and so was the bride. And they had went down. They passed downtown at the
City Hall. How did they do that?
I don't know. That girl looks so much like a fella you couldn't tell her apart, just like some of them do today. She was spit image, and she didn't have to change her voice. She had a heavy voice anyhow. And they went down there, and I forget who at the time, who when she went down there and had a blood test and everything was okay. Brought the thing back. Went and got it, brought it back, give it to the minister.
Do you remember anything that Reverend Monroe said at the ceremony? Did he say anything?
Yeah. See, just like the regular, do you take this woman to be your lawfully married? Do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
Well, he said the word man. He didn't say two women. He didn't say...
No, I don't think he did. There were so many people, and I was so far back. So... And I could hear her saying yes.
Mm-hmm. How old were they, the two people?
Well, the one was 25 and the other was 30.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that was the I heard Monroe say, "Now kiss the bride." And he knew there were women. He knew because he was a... gay himself, you see.
How
and that's all he went in for, was to marry men and women.
What was his first name? Do you know? Remember?
I can't remember now. I have to get it from somebody. I think Sis would know his first name. But anyhow, he was Monroe.
Did a lot of lesbians that you knew then get married? Did a lot of lesbians that you knew
I didn't know too many now that got married. I heard about them, but not too many. I heard about another woman who got mixed up with another girl, and she was married. And we were all coming from a big party, and she went home. Her husband come in, and he must have slapped her around. She killed him right there. See,
good for
she
her.
Was from Lillian's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Lillian went to school together. They didn't give her a day. He was a mean guy.
Mabel, do you think living in New York City made it easier for you to be a lesbian than if you'd lived someplace else? Like in a small town?
Yes, in a small town, you wouldn't have a chance to get around and meet people. Now, in New York, you met them all over the place, from the theater to hospitals, from the hospital to anything. I went one night to the political meeting, and there I met two women there. See? I knew they were gay. I knew it. See? And we started talking like that. And then I got mixed up in spiritualism and found that the head woman was a lesbian. See?
So New York was really a good place
to be a
lesbian.
Yes, a good place. This is a good, very good place to be a lesbian. You learn so much and you see so much and you meet so many people. See?
Did you feel safe here as a lesbian? Like in other towns, you know, lesbians get...
No, I never went to other towns. Right. That was the point. I never went nowhere. But Brooklyn, New York, Jersey. Brooklyn, New York, Jersey. Well, maybe at White Plains out there a little bit. That's all. See? I never went nowhere. You couldn't get me out of New York.
Okay, let's talk. Did you hang around a lot in Harlem, in the lesbian, in the gay community in Harlem?
Well, yes, I knew. Of course, I was in with the show people, mm-hmm. quite a few. And... We'd go to nightclubs and different places, you know. I'd sit there and drink my soda, and they'd talk, you know. They'd drink up a breeze. We'd get out of there, we'd go to one of them's house and meet some
what
more.
What years is it these now?
Well, all that happened before I moved to the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
See, I moved to the Bronx in 1943. I think it was 1943. See, so all of that had to happen in between the 20s and the 40s.
Do you remember the names of any places you went to in Harlem?
I forgot them now. Just like the back of my hand, I remember them. You go down the steps and go in the playing the music. I went to four or five, or maybe more. And then I went down the village to White Place down there, treated very nice. See?
Okay, tell us, I remember when they used to have those big drag dances, the drag balls.
Oh, well, the drag balls are different. Everybody went to those. The women wore pants and the men wore dresses.
When was that?
See,
when was
the that and drag ball, that happened in, I think that happened in the 25 or 26, something like that. See? Because that happened, that was around the time that Florence Mills died, you know? Mm-hmm. And then...
What part of New York were they in? You took me to one in the 1960s, I remember, with Lillian, when I was with Carol.
Well...
In the 20s, where were they?
Well, that was in the 7th Avenue, in place on 7th Avenue. But and you go there. But there were so many of them that were open all around the place, you see. And you get in there and have a nice time.
You always tell me that there used to be boat rides.
Boat rides?
That there was some women who ran boat rides.
Oh, yes. What is her name now? Know it better than I know my own. And they'd give these boat rides up the Hudson, you know. Oh, I mean, way up there all night long. And that's where you'll see the gay people at.
What year?
She that's since we've been here in the Bronx. That was around 19... What is her name? Now, I have to call on somebody else for those. Rose would know the boat rides. Oh, because one woman lived... 19... lived off of Boston Road on 160, I think she's 65th or 66th Street. And she was known for her boat. Everybody would go when she gave a boat ride. And the
was this
faggots.
In the 1950s or 40s?
No, this come down into the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
See, this come in the 60s and 70s. And we would go to... go up the Hudson, see, all night long, those boat rides. And sometime in the day, but mostly at night.
Mabel, were there any parts of the city that you loved more than any others, that you'd love to go with a girlfriend, or any parts, beautiful parts, that you remember?
No, I don't remember. Because I was traveling away so much, going away with the white people I worked for. I didn't have Lillian went. She went on a couple of them. But I didn't bother so much.
But there wasn't any place that you just liked to walk, or parts of the city that you...
No, here in New York?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look over the place.
Like, did you like it, Central Park, or did you like
no,
the river?
No, I did not, no. I didn't like Central Park, didn't like the river. Most of that goes people's home. And the Cortona Park, I love Cortona Park. I go out there and set. And we used to go out there and have, on holidays, we have food and all out there.
Oh, picnics.
And picnics, yeah. We had a beautiful time out there. Mel, that's how I met Mel down in River, down in downtown. See, she lived in River Street. Uh-huh. And that's a woman I can tell you. Oh, the one Mel, oh, that was in the 60s, wrong, in the 60s, mm-hmm. See. And we would go, Mel get the cutting hair, and she'd come uptown. She's always had a car. She'd drive from the time she was knee-high to a duck. And she was crazy over women. Ooh, my
right.
God.
She taught you everything you knew.
If there was ever a woman that loved the women, it was Mel. And now I'm getting ready to kick her butt. She's got so religious, she's like, I can't do it.
I know, we're going to get her before.
Yeah, we'll get her.
Do you ever remember anything about sports? Did you know women who liked to play softball, or were there any teams?
No, they were all the women. They didn't care too much about them. Softballs, they liked the soft women. Didn't care about your softball. Cut it out.
Got to ask you these questions.
Yeah, you asked me.
What about jewelry? Was there any special jewelry that women liked to wear, or how they wore things?
I don't know. Most everybody had a watch, and that's about all.
What about rings? Any special significance
to
rings?
No, wear more rings now than they ever wore in their life. Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite outfit? How would you like to dress?
My favorite outfit when I was young was a suit and a shirt. Say, tie. That's all. Say, nobody know what you was when you had a suit on and flat, low-heeled shoes. See, even when I wasn't working, I wear socks. Mm-hmm. See.
Okay, what would happen? I'm thinking of like in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s. When lesbian couples, when one of the couple got sick or one of the couple died, how did you handle that as a community?
Oh, well, we all got there. There was, still can't think of the woman's name.
Or later, you make a list of all the names that you can't think of.
No, wait a minute. I have to think of that because she and I have, she's the one told Lillian. Oh, this was on in my tongue. I don't know what you're going to do with Mabel, because Mabel loves all the women. Oh, what was her name?
Well, anyhow. Tell me what would happen if somebody died.
I tell you the truth, I wasn't around too many people and they get sick and die. I was a lucky, fortunate woman.
But did you hear of it? Did you know? Even?
Well, you'd hear of it, and that's about all. The first funeral I went to, I was more than 25 years old, see? And a girlfriend of mine, another girl, they went to the funeral and carried me. And I was uncomfortable, but I got along with it okay.
What I mean is, how did women help each other through those times?
Well, they worked together. They work. They. This one, they lived together, and they worked, and then.
And when somebody got sick, would all the friends
would come and help. You know, bring food and bring money and help them out. Because all of us had a little piece of money. Nobody was broke then, mm-hmm. See, and.
Did you ever feel lonely then as a lesbian, Mabel? Did lesbians stick together?
Well, no, I never felt lonely because I was too busy working. Mm-hmm. See, you'll have to find somebody who really, because you see, this month, for 3 months or 4 months or 2 years I'm working for this person, I'd come home, Lillian would be home, and before that I had other friends.
But you had lots, you had friends all the time.
I had plenty of friends. See, and but I didn't hold on to one person. too long because I was too, I don't know, I just ran this place, the other place, and then if I got lonely, I would go to a theater.
You love the
theater. Oh, I love
the
theater.
Isn't that another thing that made New York special? Because you couldn't find that in another city.
Well, I went to the theater, went down the German theater, down there in the theater, and the
Do you
seen
remember the
operas.
Names of some of the plays you saw that you liked the best through the years? I know you saw The Captive.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that so many times. And then there was other plays that I can't remember them, but you, down to get to you, you remember you gave me a book. And it has everything in it. I went back and found that book last night. It's about that thick. It's about that wide. And about that long.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you had it. I don't know whether you left it with your mother or what, but you gave it to me. And I've always cherished that book.
Because
every show, everything on earth is in that book.
Oh, the encyclopedia? Is it an encyclopedia?
No, it was no encyclopedia. It was no time what's her name? Helen Hayes. Helen Hayes. When Helen Hayes was a young girl, that's there.
All that.